Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
This is History's Hidden Killers. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
He held his story for 31 years. He gave it away in a Microsoft Word document. Okay, so we end where Dennis Rader's run ended, which is at his own typewriter or computer, January of 2005, with a question for the Wichita Police Department. The question is whether a floppy disk can be traced back to his computer. He's typed it and printed it. He's put it inside an empty cereal box. He's left the cereal box in the bed of a pickup truck in a Home Depot parking lot because in his previous communication, he had told the police where to look. He has signed it with his self-given initials. "Be honest," he writes. Like I said, this man's not a genius. "Be honest. Come on, we're buddies, you know? We go way back." That's the delusion of this crooked old man. This pathetic dog catcher has this delusion that he's buddies with the police department because they haven't caught him yet. It's a big cat and mouse chase. Ha ha! This guy's insane. He still is insane. Dennis Rader still writes to people. Well, when he still could write. I don't know if he's writing to this moment in time, but I know as recent as just a few years ago, this guy actively communicates with journalists, former journalists, and other people that he initially communicated with back in the day. Pen pals with a lot of folks. And I can tell you, Dennis Rader still believes his own myth. 1,000%. Are there more puzzles he wanted people to solve? I believe there are. Time will tell if they ever will be, with his declining health, age, and ability to communicate and cognitive abilities. The clock may have already run out, quite honestly. Unless what's left behind can lead to answers. But that's a whole other chapter for hopefully the future. back to the past, back to the moment before BTK's streak of ignorant luck cunningness runs out. Be honest. Well, the Wichita PD answered him. The answer is a lie. Whoa! His question was, can you trace a floppy disk to a source if it was sent through a computer? They reply, no. Nope. Can't do that, Dennis. Nope. Knowing full well you can. Dennis got caught on metadata. 4 days later, Dennis Rader mails a purple Memorex floppy disk to a local TV station. He thinks the lie is true. He thinks he is, as he has been for 30 years, so the smarter one in the room. He's wrong. And the case ends in a phone call to a Lutheran church. Yeah. He did it on the church computer. This is our fifth and last of five conversations about Dennis Rader. And a case the country has been telling wrong for 20 years. We've taken apart the legend he wrote about himself. We've walked the chase the cops never quite closed and the case they never were able to get to the end to until Dennis ended it himself. We've laid out the official roles that made him invisible. We've sat with a 13-year silence. We still don't fully understand. This one, this chapter, is about the part of the story he handed in voluntarily, and the lieutenant in Wichita who let him. If you stand in the four previous conversations, if you stand up side by side and one piece is missing, he built his own mythology, but mythology doesn't catch you. The police miss pieces, but missing pieces doesn't catch you either. The costumes worked until they didn't. The quiet years suggested he could have stayed quiet, and he didn't. Why didn't he stay quiet? Because silence was the worst possible thing for the man Dennis Rader had built his whole inner life around being. Silence meant the world wasn't talking about him. Silence meant the BTK brand he had spent 30 years building was being forgotten. Silence meant somebody else, somewhere else, was getting the coverage he believed belonged to him. He could not tolerate being ignored. That instinct will, in 2023, drive him to write to a national newspaper from prison about another arrested killer just to compare himself to the new headline. Well, let that letter alone. The instinct matters more than any particular use of it. And as we go through this, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube, links are in the description. In 2004, that same instinct, it does something else. It drives him out of his 13-year silence. He sits down at the typewriter, picks up the keys to his old story, and he starts typing. March of 2004, the Wichita Eagle publishes a 13th anniversary article on the Otero family killings. And then they had a parade through town with the ropes. No, I'm kidding. I get it's news and you do anniversary. Just a weird anniversaries type article. But look, I get it. I lived in Wichita. This was a very traumatic thing for that community. And it is something that people look back on almost in mystery and silence and survival and a lot of emotions there. So I get it, but I get how it does sound kind of weird. It's the anniversary article. It's by a longtime Eagle reporter named Hurst Lavinia. It's a retrospective. It includes the question Wichita had been asking in various forms for three decades. Is BTK still alive and where is he? Because he had not been active for all those years. 2 weeks later, the Eagle gets a letter from Dennis Rader. Inside the envelope is a photocopy of Vicky Wergel's stolen driver's license, which had been missing from her house since 1986. Three photographs of her body, things only the killer of Vicky Wergel could have. Of course, it's not addressed from Dennis Rader. It's from BTK. The letter is what frees Bill Wergel. It's also the letter that puts BTK back in the front page. He's not gone. He's watching. He's lingering among everyone. Over the next 11 months, Dennis Rader sends 10 more communications, letters, postcards, sealed packages, some to the Eagle, some to Cake TV, some directly to the Wichita Police Department, some left in random places, a park, a Home Depot, a public library, with instructions for where to look. He thinks in his own framing that he's playing a game. He thinks the rules are, I send, you investigate. I get the press attention, you never catch me. He's been playing this game in his head since 1974. He's been winning. He has every reason to believe he will keep winning. He's wrong about the last rule. He's been wrong about it the entire time. He just doesn't know that yet. The reason he doesn't know is that by 2004, the Wichita Police Department has a task force, and that task force is led by a lieutenant named Ken Landworth. And Ken Landworth understands something about Dennis Rader that the previous 30 years of investigators did not. He understands the man wants attention. He understands the man wants to be heard. He understands that the moves the previous cops made, refusing to engage, treating the letters as evidence and not as conversation, were the wrong moves for this particular killer. So Landwehr starts answering. What Landwehr is doing when he starts answering is psychological work, not investigative work. The strategy is not to confront Rader. The strategy is not to threaten him. The strategy is to respond politely, formally, the way you'd respond to any citizen writing a letter to the city desk. Dennis Rader has been sending letters and poems and tape recordings to the press and the police since October of 1974. Until 2004, nobody has ever written back. He's been talking to himself in the mailbox for 30 years. Landwehr writes back. Through the Eagle, that's the newspaper, and through Cake TV. Through small classified ads placed in the paper. Polite, procedural. Saying yes to questions, Landwehr can afford to say yes to. Saying not yet to questions, he's not ready to answer. He's giving Dennis Rader the attention Dennis Rader has been begging for since he was a teenager. And Dennis Rader, who has spent his entire life telling himself he's too smart to be caught, does not see the trap, because the trap is the thing he wanted. Late in 2004, Rader's communications include a specific question he wants to know. And he asked the police in writing, signed with his initials, whether a floppy disk can be tracked back to him. Be honest, he says. He needs to know before he sends the next thing. He's asking the police this question. The police working through the Wichita Eagle place a small classified ad. The ad reads, Rex, it will be okay. Contact me, P.O. Box, and then the P.O. Box. Rex is one of Rader's pseudonyms. It will be okay is the lie that ends this case. Because January 8th of 2005, the cereal box, the Home Depot parking lot, the handwritten question, on a printed page inside the cereal box signed BTK. The police answer to the classified ad system? No, they tell him. A floppy disk, that can't be traced. That's not true. 40 days later, February 16th, 2005, a purple Memorex floppy disk arrives at KSAS-TV in Wichita. So you got cake and you got KSAS in Wichita. The disc has been mailed by Dennis Rader. It contains a text file titled testa.rtf. He has sent it in his own framing to confirm he's the same person sending all the other communications. The file's content is unremarkable. The file's metadata is not. The metadata shows two things. One, the file was last saved on a computer at Christ Lutheran Church in Park City, Kansas. Two, the user account it was saved under was named Dennis. Wichita PD calls Christ Lutheran Church. The pastor, Michael Clark, gets on the phone. The detectives ask him, do you have a council member named Dennis? The pastor says, yes. So we have a council president named Dennis. He's not just a member, he's the president. He says, it's Dennis Rader. The case ends in that single phone call. Through the words of a priest or a pastor at a Lutheran church, Wichita PD gets a search warrant. They want one more piece of evidence to be absolutely certain. They obtain a pap smear sample from the medical records of Dennis Rader's daughter, Carrie Rawson. Carrie did not consent and did not at the time know. The hospital released it under the warrant. The DNA from that sample matches the DNA Wichita PD had collected from the BTK crime scenes going back to 1974. The match is not direct. Father and daughter share DNA, but not full identity, but the partial match is enough at the time to be certain who their man is. And on February 25th, 2005, Wichita PD pulls Dennis Rader over in his city compliance officer truck near his Park City house. He's coming home from his job. He's wearing his city ID badge on his chest. He does not resist. Once in custody, Dennis Rader confesses. Does not confess in a way a man being interrogated confesses. He confesses in the way a man being interviewed about his career confesses. Over the next 30-plus hours across multiple sessions, he walks Wichita detectives through every one of his 10 murders. He gives them dates. He gives them addresses. He gives them what he was wearing. He gives them what the women was wearing. He gives them what he said to her. He gives them what she said back. He corrects the detectives when their facts are slightly off. He treats the confession the way he treated his church council meetings, methodically, with attention to detail, as if the case file were a project he was finally getting professional credit for. At one point, he asks if they want him to draw a diagram. They take him to an interrogation room. Lieutenant Ken Lauer says, he just sits down across from him. Rader looks at Landwehr and says, in plain English, how come you lied to me? Landwehr's answer is the line that closes the case. Because I was trying to catch you. That's the line. It's also the entire 30-year story. Dennis Rader was caught not by DNA, not by sketch, not by description, not by witness, not by a profile, not by an undercover operation. He was caught by his own vanity asking a question, his own ego believing the answer, and his own pride mailing the disc anyway. He held his story for 31 years. He gave it away in a Microsoft Word doc. On August 18th, 2005, Dennis Rader stood up in a Sedgwick County courtroom and gave a courtroom speech that ran more than an hour. He thanked his attorneys. He thanked the judge. You almost could expect an orchestra playing and never walking off the stage. He spoke about Factor X. He compared his own cycle to those of other serial killers. He read the names of the people he'd killed, each of them in order like a roll call he was finally getting to deliver. He treated the courtroom the way he was treating everything, as a venue for his own retrospective. Judge Greg Waller listened. Then Judge Waller sentenced Dennis Rader to 10 consecutive life sentences with no possibility of parole for at least 175 years. BTK had given his last speech. He never saw a courtroom microphone again. After August 18th, 2005, the man who had spent 30 years writing letters to a city that ignored him became the man at El Dorado Correctional Facility, with a number, with a daily routine. No more headlines except the ones he kept trying to manufacture by mail into his old age. This is the fifth and final uncomfortable truth of this series. Dennis Rader was not a criminal mastermind. He was a vain man with a preference for control and a hunger for being talked about. The 30 years he stayed free are not a tribute to his cunning. They are an itemized list of things that had to go his way. The sketch that didn't connect, the library letter without a typewriter match, the Wergel case filed as domestic, the compliance officer job nobody linked to the killer Wichita was hunting, the 13-year cooling stretch that fooled the public into thinking he was done, 30 years of being the only voice in the conversation with nobody from the other side writing back. And then the small, perfectly placed lie by Lieutenant Ken Landwehr, told to a man whose vanity could not survive being ignored. He caught himself. 31 years, 10 people, one typed question, one Microsoft Word document. That is the whole truth. This whole series exists for one reason. The story of BTK has been told since 1978, and the words and the frame that Dennis Rader chose for himself, Factor X, the Minotaur, the BTK killer, the compulsion, the architecture, the legend. Well, that frame is wrong. Dennis Rader was a man, a government employee with a fantasy life he chose to act on. A husband and a father with a hit kit in his garage. A church council president whose typewritten meeting agenda put him behind bars. A criminal justice graduate who told a detective in 2005 that he'd been caught the way he'd been predicted he might be, and then asked the detective why the detective lied to him. The 10 people he killed are not characters in his story. They were people who had their own lives, their own families, their own ordinary mornings before he chose to end them. They deserve to be named more than he does. Joseph Otero, Julie Otero, Josephine Otero, Joseph Otero II, Catherine Bright, Shirley Veen, Nancy Fox, Maureen Hedge, Vicky Wergel, and Dolores Davis. That's the actual list that's been confirmed. That's the actual story. Dennis Rader is what happened to those people, not the other way around. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Links are in the description. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any more of history's hidden killers. Until next time, and our next chapter and our next killer, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Wow. Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.